Good afternoon. This is Stan Yort. I'm a resident of Petersburg for 45-plus years. I used to work on the ferry system. I retired as an engineer after 25 years of service. I've always maintained an active interest in the ferries, and I care about the people here in Petersburg and even Wrangell. We seem sometimes to be the communities in Southeast that get left out, especially by the ferry system. And this matter that I'm addressing today is about the fact that the Kennecott, the MV Kennecott, is going to be sailing out of Bellingham on Saturdays, northbound, this summer, which is fine. But on the trip south, when the Kennecott starts down the line to go to Bellingham, it bypasses Petersburg and Wrangell. It takes 23 hours to get to Ketchikan, and then it lays in Ketchikan probably 4 or 5 hours before it departs Ketchikan to go on to Bellingham. And this allows more than enough time in its schedule to stop in Petersburg and stop in Wrangell. Because in the summertime, with all the tourist traffic and the fish and things going back and forth, it's pretty hard for a Petersburg resident to get a ticket for their vehicle to get on the ferry to go to Bellingham anyhow, even if it's on the Columbia. But the extra sailing that the Kennecott could provide would be able to give us all a chance to get on the ship to go south. It isn't right. I don't think Petersburg and Wrangell should be denied access so a boat can lay in Ketchikan 4 or 5 hours. They're either going to be laying extra time in Juneau or in Ketchikan, or they're going to be dogging their time, i.e. running slower in between. Now, it takes 8 hours to go from Auk Bay, Juneau, to Petersburg. It takes 3 hours from Petersburg to Wrangell. It takes 6 hours to go from Wrangell to Ketchikan. So 8 and 6 is 14, and 3 is 17. You take 17 from 23. That allows you 6 hours. So the stops in Wrangell and Petersburg could be minimum stops of an hour or less each, which would take 2 hours away from that 7, allowing you still 5 more hours in the schedule. That is the simple nuts and bolts of the situation. I'm trying to alert all the citizens and people that care about this, because in the summertime, it's our economy here in Petersburg, and this is when we really need the extra service, because there's tourists and everything. We need to ship fish out or products or people coming and going. So this, I'm hoping that this is only an oversight and not by design. The ferry system says a lot of times that they can't do things, or they're not generating the revenue to provide extra service. Well, here is a chance for them to provide service in the summertime. The summertime is when you make revenue, and they are bypassing a chance to do this. I don't think it is good business practice. Now, you can comment during a teleconference on May 18, 2011 at 10 a.m. for the Southeast Alaska schedule, and that would be at the LIO, I believe. You can call the LIO, or you can call the Chamber of Commerce, and or you can make comments online at dot.amhs.comments.alaska@alaska.gov. I think that this pretty well states it without getting carried away. The administration of the ferry system might tell you that there's tide constraints or other reasons that they're doing this, but having lived up here so long and being able to read a tide book, I know that they would be able to schedule it, and it just isn't right. This has been Stan Yort from Petersburg. Thank you.